Random House Audio presents Basket Case by Carl Hiaasen. Read for you by George Newbern. Chapter 1. Regarding the death of James Bradley Stormarty, what first catches my attention is his age. 39. That's 7 years younger than I am. I'm drawn to the young and old, but who isn't? The most avidly read obituaries are of those who died too soon and those who lasted beyond expectations. What everybody wants to know is, why them? What was their secret or their fatal mistake? Could the same happen to me? I like to know myself. Something else about James Bradley Stormarty, that name. I'm sure I've heard it before. But there's no clue in the facts from the funeral home. Private service is Tuesday. Ashes to be scattered in the Atlantic, and in lieu of flowers, the family requests donations be made to the Cousteau Society. That's classy. I scan the list of survived bys and note a wife, sister, uncle, mother. No kids, which is somewhat unusual for a 39-year-old straight guy, which I assume, from his marital status, James Bradley Stormarty to be. Tapping a key on my desktop, I am instantly wired into our morgue, although I'm the only one in the newsroom who still calls it that. Resource Retrieval Center is what the memos say. But morgue is more fitting. It's here they keep all dead stories dating back to 1975, which, in a newspaper's memory, is about as fresh as dinosaur dung. I type in the name of the deceased. Bingo. I am careful not to chuckle, or even smile, as I don't wish to alert my ever-watchful editor. Our newspaper publishes only one feature of it.